Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of the Freedom Hour. It is I, it is your host, it is Liberty Bell. We're back, and I am joined by my colleague, my compatriot, my fellow in arms, my business partner, Apollo Justice. Apollo, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I know it's been a little while, but let me tell you, things have been flying. America has been popping off. Things have been happening that we haven't seen. And let me tell you, it is an exciting time for America. It is an exciting time for the world. It's an exciting time for the compound. It's an exciting time for Reach for the Stars. It's an exciting time for you because you're tuning in right now to the Freedom Hour.
Does it get any better than that, Apollo Justice? Can you ask for more than that, American? You're an American. That's all you can ask for. That's all you need. But you're an American, and you're listening to the Freedom Hour. You're having a cold, American, alcohol-free beer.
I didn't even tell you the greatest thing that happened to me over this past while.
What happened?
I was in the mountains, the beautiful mountains of America.
Of course.
The American mountains, all of them. Should technically belong to America because they're fantastic. Therefore, they really all mountains around the world are property of America in some way.
The Swiss Alps are the most American Alps in the world. And let's hear what happened.
I digress. The Swiss Alps is an insult. The American Alps. Okay. However, I was walking through the beautiful American mountains, drinking an American beer, holding my American child. And I look to the sky and I see a bald eagle fly before my eyes.
Wow.
And let me tell you, that's a symbol for exactly what is happening to America right now. That's a symbol for exactly what is happening to the Republican Party right now. Americans, we are eagles getting ready to take flight. Because let me tell you, there are exciting things happening, and I don't even know where to begin. I'm all over the place right now because there's just so much to get into.
You're excited, Apollo. You're excited. You're happy because that's what we are as Republicans. Everybody knows that about us. We're the eternal optimists. Comes up and they ask, hey, how are you today? What do we say? We say, I'm blessed.
If they were great. Nothing's great. Wrong in America.
I got to tell you, though, as an optimist, as a glasses half full kind of guy, we called it. We called it, Apollo. The left is just ruining everything. America's a mess. I've never felt this disgusted in my life. And we called it a few weeks ago. Guess what's happening in the White House? Sleepy Joe Biden. He's doing it. He is putting forward gun control. He is really this close, Apollo, to putting forward gun control. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to how stupid this is. Listen to how stupid this is, all right? President Joe Biden, as if that wasn't stupid enough, President Joe Biden will use the Department of Justice, the DOJ, to publish model red flag legislation, address AR pistols with stabilizer braces, and issue a rule to stop the proliferation of ghost guns.
No, not in my America.
What do you say to that?
First off, it shouldn't shock anybody that Joe Biden wants gun control. They terrify him. When he was born, they didn't exist. He doesn't know how they work. Someone points a boomstick at him, makes a loud noise. He's terrified of it because back in ancient Egypt, these things didn't exist. So, of course, he doesn't want them. He doesn't understand them. He's scared of them because he's a weakling. He's a weak man. And now he's trying to – what is that going to do? What is this going to do to help the situation?
Well, we talked about this. And we've seen recently that America's fine. The gun violence, we've seen. There's no reason for gun control.
It has never been better.
I'll tell you what. As an American, I want my freedom more than I want the air that I breathe.
I need it.
And when I hear the words AR pistols with stabilizer braces, I think that's freedom. That's a God-given right. Everybody needs an AR pistol with a stabilizer brace. You have yours right now. We are holding it. I make sure all of my children have one in their bedroom for safety. Make sure my wife does not leave the house without her.
Here's the thing. If you know anything about guns, you know that it's the stabilizer.
Exactly.
It's the stabilizer.
Exactly. Apollo, this guy is, you know what Sleepy Joe's trying to do? He's trying to do to you. He's trying to do to America. He's trying to tread on me.
Don't tread on me, man.
I won't allow it. It's just so classic. It's so stupid. It's such a leftist thing to do. They're going to panic over COVID. They're going to make everybody get a vaccine. They're going to make everybody inject poison into their bodies.
Have you heard this? Have you heard this presidency bragging about, hey, we just vaccinated 8 million people. Vaccinated them with what? Microchips?
Yeah, as if it's a good thing. As if it's a good thing. I
mean, this virus isn't even real, so what are they vaccinating you with?
They're just, you know, it's classic government control. They're trying to control you, and everybody knows the way to control someone is by giving them a vaccine that's a microchip. Big Brother's watching you now. To you 8 million sheeple, they are about to herd you and send you out to be slaughtered. Good job being sheeple.
I also, I got a riddle for all those leftists out there.
Let's hear it.
I got a riddle for that. Actually, I just want them to answer a question for me. You know how offended they get when we call this thing the China virus?
Oh,
because that's what it is.
Yeah, I know how offended they get.
Well, then, how come when I'm listening to the news, I'm hearing the UK variant, the South African variant, the Brazilian variant?
Wow.
How come the left is fine saying that? You can call it that. But
wow,
the China virus? No.
Oh,
no.
That, I mean, think about
that. I mean, what's worse? China virus or the disgusting UK variant? Ugh. Expected with anything from that dump. But that being said, left, why don't you explain it to me? Why don't you try and show me the research? Why can we call it that but not the China virus? Balls in your court, Biden, you dumb idiot.
Well, they can't. They can't. They you ask that question, and they're just going to dodge it. They're not going to give you any real answer because it's exactly the same, Apollo, and you say this all the time, how unfair it is for me as a white man in America.
It's unbelievable.
How persecuted I am. If I went forward and said, I want to host a white pride parade, I get run out of the building. Oh, but you can have all sorts of other pride parades for everyone else. It's exactly the same. We say the Kung Flu, the China virus, what it is. Oh, that's offensive and we don't like it. You guys are meanies. But they can just go around throwing out the UK variant like it doesn't even matter. That's just the double standard of the left, the hypocrisy of the left. I you want to know what else the left is doing? They're injecting them with God knows what.
Ugh.
And they're also just saying, what's the most evil drug in America? It's marijuana. It's the green diesel.
We know it's ruined countless people's lives. We know that so many people have been this country's had to be tough on marijuana because it's a disgusting drug. And we know that because the way that this country has enforced these rules against the most harmful drug in the world, marijuana, people's lives have been ripped apart. Wow. People have been sent to jail for just possessing a small bit of marijuana in this country because that's how dangerous it is. I'm glad I live in a country where there are thousands of people locked up for carrying just a small amount of marijuana because of how dangerous it's not natural. It doesn't occur naturally in nature. No, it's fabricated in a lab.
That's
it's
right.
Disgusting. It's not natural for you. It ruins lives. And now, you know, we spend a lot of time bashing those disgusting Californians.
As we should.
Because they're awful.
They deserve it.
They're awful. But maybe it's time we shift our focus to another coast.
Ooh.
One that maybe we've ignored. First off, where's the left coming after? What's going on here with Cuomo? Cuomo, no mo. I don't want him. No more. For Cuomo, he's disgusting. You never find a guy like that in the Republican Party.
Ever.
You never find a man who had that kind of track record or those kind of allegations in the Republican Party. Not an upstanding party that always respects women.
That's
but
right.
Cuomo, he's a creep like the – he's just a creep like the rest of those leftist scum. And you look at what's happened to that state. It makes me sick to think what has happened to New York. Once a shining beacon of American ingenuity, now reduced to some green dump.
legalizing green diesel, Apollo.
It's never worked for anybody.
It doesn't work. Canada is
burning to the ground right now after Trudeau got his way.
Denver, you look at Denver. Denver's been in flames for years.
Denver is the most unappealing state in the entire country. Once it was pristine with nature, now due to the effects of green diesel, it's disgusting.
It truly is. It's a state, and everybody knows that Denver is a state. I think it is absolutely shameful that, and I feel some sense of responsibility that I haven't owned enough East Coast snowflakes, because we're always ripping on California. We're always ripping on the West Coast. Like you said, these coastal elites, these suits, these lunatics, these absolutely smug SOBs in New York legalized wheat. Now, a staple of this country, what is supposed to be the first sight you saw when you come to Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty.
The most American thing in the world.
Carrying a torch.
Americans.
Made by Americans. That's absolutely right. Carrying a torch, not carrying a roach. And that's all people are going to see now. Lady Freedom standing there with a J in her hand, ruining her life. And I just want to say to anybody out on the West Coast, you liberal elites, you are no better than Californians. And coming from us, that is a serious, bold statement. Shame on you. We're ticked off.
I'm angry. I was so angry, I even made such a simple error as to call Denver a state. We all know Denver's disgusting and Colorado's disgusting. When you have two disgusting things standing side by side, you get confused. When they're all just disgusting and dirt brown, it all looks the same. So sorry, sorry, Denver, capital of that disgusting state, Colorado.
I couldn't agree more with you. I hate Colorado. I hate how close it is to California and its guilt through association by me. You know what I love that you said? Cuomo, we have nobody in the Republican Party with any kind of allegations, any kind of reputation like him. Nobody. Wouldn't happen. Never would happen. Never would happen with any validity. This stuff about Matt Gaetz, Apollo, I just got to say, before you even, you own the snowflakes by telling why this stuff is nonsense, Matt Gaetz has never done anything wrong. Matt Gaetz is an America freedom-loving Republican who hates the swamp. I hear he hates the swamp just like us, and he fights these evildoers every day. That's all I need to know. The man loves America. None of this is true. Stop it.
The man represents true Republican values. He's a true American. The Donald picked him. The Donald recognized it, picked by a great American. Look, we all know the left is just floundering for whatever ammunition we can get. You know, like they try and just bring everything against us. And look, nice try. No. This guy represents the Republican Party, and he does what's right for America. So at the end of the day, just simply false. False.
Wrong.
Wrong. And if you disagree with us, you're wrong.
That's all there is to it. I don't even want to waste my breath on something so stupid. I look at the Republican Party, wholesome, moral high ground. And I just know by virtue of being chosen by the one, the only Donald Trump, number 45, and being a Republican, he's a good guy. He's a good stock. I'm not worried about that whatsoever. I can't imagine any of those things backfire on us at all. I don't think any of the people that have stood up for him are going to regret it one iota. Let's move on. Apollo, I know this is very close to you. In the compound, you are very much the go-to guy for Wexit Watch. You do the research. You have your finger on the Alberta pulse. For those of you climbing out of a rock, Alberta, we're just going to quickly recap that. Brothers to the north, Wexit is trying to separate from Canada, get Alberta to be part of the states. We want it so bad.
We'd
welcome them. They're displaced Americans. Albertans really hold the same values of a Texas, of a real heartland America. Now, it's been a whirlwind over there. Now, they're going from lockdown into lockdown, out of lockdown, back into lockdown. It's been a mess. It's been a mess with the lockdown. Jason Kenney has really floundered, and he's really disappointed us. However, they had a golden opportunity with a proposed education reform.
Oh, this thing was progressive. It was new age. It was cutting line. I got to tell you, you know, I've never understood why people have said this, you know, this so-called curriculum they have in Alberta right now is world-class, because it's disgusting. But the one that they've put forward now, I got to tell you, I couldn't wait. I almost wanted to send my own children to school in Canada. As insane as that sounds.
That's insane.
But not Canada. Sorry, Alberta.
That's right. Well, what were some of the talking points, Apollo, for those unfamiliar? Well,
you and I both recall with such fond memories in grade one when we learned about the Frankish king, Charlemagne, and his rule through the Middle Kingdom. I got to tell you, I remember it so fondly. It was such a magical time in my life. And as we went to grade two, I remember having sleepovers with you, talking about Genghis Khan and the effect his empire had on global trade by securing the longest land route ever, stretching from Central Asia all the way into Southern Europe and oftentimes into Africa.
That was just good grade two fun. That's what you do as a little kid. That's what you do as a little kid. You get together, you talk about Genghis Khan, you talk about world trade. That's just fun stuff. That's just the time you only get as a child.
Nothing is more valuable as a child than truly, truly understanding the impact of the bubonic plague on the rising middle class that was able to exist after centuries of bonded servitude to their masters. I gotta tell you, that lesson, it's as fresh in my mind now as it was when it was taught to me in grade two. And I've gotta tell you, Alberta, you've got good things coming to you with that curriculum, but no, those disgusting leftists up there, and wow, they've got them in spades in Canada, they can't stand this curriculum and say, it's bad for children. Why did you learn this? Just look, learn the way that your parents learned. We know that's the right way to learn. Just learn the way it's been done in the past and never stop. Just go back to that. You know how I learned? A multiple choice test. Best teacher in the world.
I mean,
that's all I need to know.
This is what I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. You're laying out this education reform, and to me, it just sounds like common sense. It sounds like including the ABCs and your 1-2-3s in your early education. That's just part of it. I don't understand why the left and why quote unquote progressives are so obsessed with reinventing the wheel. Listen, the world is in such a good place. Everybody is taken care of so well. Nobody has anything to complain about. What are we trying to change? Why don't we just go back to the way our parents learned, because it's the way their parents learned? And you can say, hey, you're starting to talk four generations removed now. It doesn't get any better than that. It's tried.
That's what learning is.
True. That's exactly what learning is. Come on, Alberta. We want you to join America. But if you keep this trajectory, I mean, you're going to have to stay up in the Soviet Union.
And I mean, it's so disturbing that at one time, JK47, Jason, our friend, Kenny, has failed us once again. And you know what? I've never heard anyone say that this guy has failed at anything before.
Never.
Until he imposed another draconian lockdown because numbers of a made-up virus were rising. I don't understand it. I thought he was a lover of freedom. He's not, but the good news is there are a few people in that party, a few people in that political party that said no more.
Patriots.
We disagree with this.
Heroes.
We believe that people deserve a right to make money regardless of the cost to the rest of society, because that's what capitalism is. And those sound like Americans to me.
Those people are truly patriots. And even though they have the misfortune of living in a land made of ice, in a land with no freedom, in a land being run like Canada is currently, they've had the misfortune of being born there, living there, whatever their circumstance may be. But we appreciate you and we see you. And despite the idiocy of what they're doing with this education reform, it's those standalone heroes that is going to make Wexit a reality one day. And I'm confident to say that. Apollo, we're busy people, you and I. We have a very important Matt Gaetz fundraiser that we need to attend to tonight. You got anything else before we go? You got anything you got to get off your chest, or should we just get out of here, Paul? We're busy.
I mean, we're busy people. Sorbo's got the car warming up. We got to get out of here.
He's a bad boy. He's getting ticked off. He's ready to party. He's ready to have some fun.
Oh, he's got a few American beers waiting after.
Wow. Listen, guys, you heard it himself. Kevin Sorbo is firing up the car to get to the fundraiser. We got to get out of here, but I'm going to get out of here the same way I get out of here every week. I'm going to remind you of something. Freedom ain't free. But we are. We'll see you next time, Paulo.
We'll see you next time.
The Freedom Hour is brought to you by the Comedy Here Often Podcast Network.